The Lord is our strength. And He is an ever-present help in times of troubles. And I want to use this to encourage you to continue to stick with the Lord.
Because
in His own time, He makes all things beautiful. This morning, we continue with our series of sermons on one another. This would be the 12th in a series of sermons on one another. And it's important to stress on what our brother Danfo mentioned last week about the fact that we are a family. And just as family, physical family members will meet to discuss how things are going in the family and how we could strengthen our bond together, in the same way, this series of sermons are family discussions about how we can strengthen the bond within us. And although all sermon topics are important, these sermons on one another are at the very core of our Christian lives. And if we miss these lessons, it doesn't matter the evangelism we do. It doesn't matter the Bible knowledge we have. It doesn't matter the work we're doing in committees. It doesn't matter the arguments we win. You'll be missing the mark. So I encourage us to take this sermon seriously and work with it as they are delivered to us by God. This morning, our sermon topic is bear with one another. And our text is taken from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. And you can find similar ones in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. But today I would like us to read from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. And I read, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace."
Okay,
bear with one another. No?
So the English one that says bear with one another in the tree talks about holding on to one another.
Sometimes
difficult to find a word or some phrase that interprets the Bible clearly. Sometimes you have to explain. We all understand there are some people around us, we don't like the way they do their things.
If you say yen na ye wo ye bia bi ayenyini wo kwan bi so yetetee e wo efie bi mu a eyesronko efri afoforo ho.
Because we are all coming from different families, different backgrounds.
Enti eture bi a ye ye bi a eno enhye da nye bone nenso ye ade a sende esi ye no enkrofo ani nye ho.
You might do some things which are not bad of themselves, but someone might not just like it.
Enti enya ade a Bible ede asema toho sese netia na nipa na amania fa ho nipa na ne ye a wo ye kwan yo fa so ye no nyoma no woni nyoh.
Maybe the person is not going astray to the word of God, but the way he conducts himself, the way he behaves, it just annoys you.
Na sa nyoma na e ye ebufu.
Sometimes it's annoying.
So wo kwoy ebusu ma ye ho na mabusu ma wo hu bi ho.
There are examples of this in our physical families. You don't like the way your brother or some uncle does his or
empotemu ya te.
In our neighborhoods and our places, you find some of these things. In our workplaces, it's
same.
Much the same way we find some in this church.
The things people do, the way
they conduct themselves sometimes, it's annoying. Maybe you like some example.
My mom in fact home.
We have this.
Vinho, onye bia on the day bia onunko na etwa. Obi aka bia ti.
There might be someone among you who is always right and all others are wrong.
Asemba no no kan de a, wa obeka wo de etia ne de no, ene wo no, anya de be yi.
He sees his point of view as always correct.
Onye bia on so a, na no na.
There are some of us who are gossip.
I didn't say, I just say, well, obeka.
Unless they see whatever they see, they have
na
to
no
say.
Pre.
They gossip all over. When we are all silent, they will be speaking. You might be working with somebody in the church. Maybe some ministry work. He will never do his work. He will not step aside for someone to do it. So he likes to do everything by
himself.
He won't carry, he won't let others to help. Somebody will always come late. He
used
the left hand just to wipe the seat. These ushers are very lazy. So he will walk majestically to sit down. He will pass left when you're supposed to go right. Someone is just about scope.
Assembly
He is the judge. Wouldn't take time to explain or understand. Then he judges. Somebody always needs help. My sister, I need help. The next day, you say, I need help. Let's be frank. Such people can be annoying. So what do we do with them?
Adia ya mekanye enye se Bible se enye dise ana waka wayaachia no se ne osi nyini ye ene ntete a ofa mu no sa no no ote.
It's not like the Bible is direct in a particular part, but that's the nature of this place.
If ye titi mu no uhu adia wo se oka into no so ba so mu so no so uhu adia obeka.
In his upbringing, he has to tell as he sees, so he'll do the same here.
Ana wonsu fi etiti wo mu no uhu adia wo se onya abotira ka no hwere di ansa na wakasa.
But in your upbringing, you have to observe things quietly before you speak. But this has brought us problem. How do we manage such people? How do we get along with them? Sometimes you don't have to do anything. If I see him here, I'll pass the other way. I wouldn't greet him. Because if I talk to him, he will judge me. I don't have anything to do with him. If he comes and greets me, I wouldn't respond.
If he's a sister, we will move
he's not respectful. Always talking against others. I don't have anything to do with the person. There's a committee. There's one person in the committee. This man is lazy. So I can't work with him or her. Maybe you have loggerheads with them. If somebody's annoying, won't you be at loggerheads with the person? Sometimes we pray that such people might encounter problems.
Sister, we are why no one say onong kwa na yosra bofo and why no angel. Me bom pa peso be nyinsen na sori nyinehu.
I'm praying that this lady who goes about prideful, let her get pregnant so that everybody will see.
And now Brian, I don't need the that crop coming. Me gune ni masipa manu say yes.
I'll disgrace him one day in front of the church members.
Say anya san so a ehu se obi ene ni din koma na afre no he. Bra we hwe hu ye power no.
Yeah, so sometimes we discourage others from communicating with such people.
People
are annoying. These are the ways our natural thinking presents that we should deal with them. But how does the Bible say we should relate to such people? We go back to our quotation. When he said, bear with one another, sometimes it means that we should accept them.
It
also means that we should get closer to them in love and humility.
And
that we should have long suffering with them.
Not that they
have sinned.
But the way they do
their things that we don't like.
Bear with one another.
The bearing with one another means that we should accept them and get them closer to us. If it's about going around a circle, you can't say you are leaving the person to go alone. It's annoying though.
But the Bible says
we should bear with them. Let's hold on to one another and accept them. You shouldn't have any conflict or confrontation with them. That they greet us and we wouldn't respond. But then we are letting others, we are influencing others not to talk with them. But the Bible says we should hold on to one another. Brethren, is this easy to do? It's not. Someone is so much annoying that you are, but you are still told to get along with him, hold the person's hand. Several is difficult for us to get along this way. But it's German that we go by the Bible and not think in our own ways. As long as we allow God to give us strength, we can do it.
Won't
look at three things that prevent us from accepting one another. And then we look at three things to help us to overcome this problem. One thing that prevents holding or helping one another is we've not accepted the fact that we are going to heaven as a family.
Christo ahobrasie a wada na di emra oba sasiso no.
We are lacking the kind of humility Jesus demonstrated whilst on, and because of that, we can't bear with one another.
We are
not ready to replicate the kind of patience and humility Jesus drew us into the church and kept us whilst we are in the church. Want to consider just three things out of the many. Yes, not quite alone. We talk about the concept of Ubuntu.
Papa Bia, what did Toffe SCBA say? Now what sound cry like? No, I say, why would we do our first? No, quite not for Toffe and the Dinina.
So this man held some sweets and told children that they should run so that the one who wins will get
the crown.
In the man's thinking, the children will just kick one another before it gets to the crown. But when the man whistled, the children held onto one another and they all reached the tree at the same time.
Sa adwue na mpese wonya wo tim emra e wose ye tie ase se akwantu aye to yakwa heaven ye tu se abusua.
This is the mentality I need us to have, that we are going to heaven as a family.
I endocrase ye kwa e beko ja nyankopon nim baako baako na ebu a ye bu yakonta.
It's true that we appear before God individually for judgment.
Nenso akwantu na ye tu no ye tu abom se abusua.
But we are traveling together as a family. Though we all want to go to heaven, yes, so we need to go together with those who we deem as annoying. Consider that you are traveling, journeying with the family. And you have some luggage.
Na oba baako bi anase wukunu ana oyere.
But then you have some troubling moments from your husband or children.
Otu ana mo bia wo complain.
They have complained any step of the way. Very annoying.
Obeyi nesi nchen na wa cheche na boduam akase ohun ahi enti ye aka ne akọ.
Are you going to just tie your child or your husband simply because they are annoying and leave them on the way?
There be any, sir.
You can do that.
Yeni on echo.
We're going together with them.
Nasa foni eno ne wosi enyanso ewo Christo efie.
This is the kind of picture I want us to have in Jesus Christ's home.
Se nipa Yesu se wonsu ene Yesu enko no.
Those whom we deem as not getting along with us.
Yen chichiro wo modue mu enka se modem ntena.
We don't tie them onto a tree and set them to stay.
Se wuyi san foni firi ho a. Bible so chere se nyankopon asafo no eye ni nipadua.
Jesus says that the church is his body.
Quote of ngoma edikan eti dumienu yimu dumienu kosi aduasa baako no.
First Corinthians.
Eti dumienu yimu dumienu kosi aduasa baako no.
First Corinthians 12:31.
Ode asafo no tina ho emma Kristo nipadua.
Jesus relates the church to his body.
Ana osi ye nyina ye ye akwa.
That we are different parts of the body.
Enti meme ye nsa ana wo ye nan ana obi ya no.
I'm the hand, you are the leg, somebody's the mouth.
Ye nyina ye tu ekwan akọ heaven.
We are all going to heaven.
E ma ore nfi se asafo no eye Kristo na yifro.
So the church is the bride of Christ.
Ah, ohwe age asafo no emua se oyire ama Yakobon.
So waiting to take the bride to his father.
Na wa ohwe nipadua etu kwan akokumase. Na ensa ne duru kumase na nan ene ano de etinkran.
How is it possible that the body is traveling and the mouth gets to Kumasi and the legs and the hands are here in Accra?
Wait a bit, my ye.
Can this be possible?
In this year, it's many years here. Any info? Any say? Yeah, today in our Ebusuya, any people there? But you took my aqua heaven.
Let's have the picture and the understanding that we are all one family traveling to heaven.
Any say? Ye mubi. E dance baby dia yempa.
So if you have an annoying fellow that you don't like,
ye benya. Akoma atwena ben ho abomoden aboa no amaye gbagba ye ho ekurekura ye ho mu amenye na timetukwan no.
We need to have a bearing heart in order to bring them along.
Na quote of ngoma ye dikan eti dumienu no ho na oka na yimu adonu mienu ne adonu miensa no efa akwa no efa bi a eya emre.
And in the First Corinthians it's just about some part of the body that is weak.
Wo se nemom nipadua ho akwa a eya ye nse eya emre kra no. Eno na ehuhia na nipadua no ho ade a eye ye se eni eni die kura no eno na ye hyehye edi no ni bebre na de enye fe wo ye ho no enya ahom kapi.
So he said that the body is a unit made of many parts and therefore we should be able to carry along that part of the body which is weak.
Enti no se wo hwe ye nipadua akwa a ye nua ma e ti polish a bebi o mo di polish ne wo pa na ye bia bebi a e kan bi wo ho a opese o ye polish ni ye sene be ya na ni bia nya be fe.
So when doing their makeups trying to look nice, they concentrate on the parts which may not appear that nice.
Sa na ye nso so se ye mu bi e mre e wo kwan e fa so ye nwoma ho a ye ye bufu a e wo se ye hu se wonu mpo mum ana ohia adaje ene mre dodo a ye betim de kurekure e hu emu sene be ye nyina betim akodo heaven.
We need to pay much attention to those of us who are weak.
And che bi osofo pon kan America ye tuo ene eho frustrations atete ayewom.
Bishop Pon talks about the long distance race and the frustrations that are in it.
And nyan makonto na ye tu se busua no atete bebere bebam.
Our journey as a family is difficult.
Na kwa ye after e bit mafaso a e bit makodura boom and say e bit kure kure ye ho ye ho.
One way that we can get to destination is to hold on to one another.
So what we have said is that it is important for us to realize that we are traveling to heaven together. What are the other challenges that make it difficult for us to bear with one another? We lack the kind of humility that Christ exemplified when he was on earth. Because we have a very high estimation of ourselves. I am perfect. They are imperfect. Look at the Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 7. And it's talking about Christ.
Okay, yes, you want to
say. He said Christ, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men.
And you said that Christ said that you know not or you can see the idea so or to no pine and no bass and said no say aquano sana you unify.
So although he was perfect in humility, he brought himself down.
Now we pay and so abutre consentino or brain once.
And the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 3 also tells us that we should not think highly of ourselves than we are.
Now, Romans 1 says, you know,
but with sober judgment, we should accord each other respect. Because pride would always say that they are annoying, I am not. The interesting thing is that when you are seeing others as annoying, they also see you as annoying. But pride makes us think that no, there is nothing wrong with us. They are the ones who have a problem. But if we are to take on the humility of Christ, then in humility we remember and acknowledge our own imperfections. Although we may see others as problematic, we will ask ourselves, so what am I doing that I could also be a problem to others?
And so obi eya obi anhu ehia ne na okase ubu san se de metumi aya metumi atwese ani pa no.
You don't walk around and say I'm the best thing that has ever happened to Insan Road.
Untutu se Insan Road de me na me papa.
And they are the ones who are bringing the church down.
Now yes I know their suffer no ever form.
Unless we sit down individually and do introspection and ask ourselves, what can I do so that I will not be annoying to others and work on it? Then we're going to have a problem. Humility says, how are my actions irritating others? Humility says, how can I work on it? Humility says, I'm not perfect and I won't expect more from others than I expect of myself. As far as we think that we are the best, our problems will not be solved. But when all of us think that we have a problem, we are in a hospital, then all of us would behave as sick people and work with each other and hold each other's hands. The third reason why it's so difficult for us to bear with one another is because we fail to treat others with the patience that God had for us before we became Christians and even whilst we are Christians. Brothers, we have different capacities. In Matthew chapter 25, we learn about the parable of the
talents.
The owner gave one person 5 talents.
Talents.
And he gave one person 2 talents. And he gave one talent. That is an indication that we all don't have the same abilities. That is this indication that we all not at the same spiritual level. And just as Christ has patience with us, even as we have become Christians, he expects us to extend that to others. In
1
Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7, we learn about the virtues, the characteristics of love.
And
I've been privileged to be a member of the premarital counseling committee. And when people come to us, one of the first topics we treat is what is love.
Because
sometimes we think that love is just words. But love has got characteristics. And unless we work on those characteristics, we do not have love. And the first characteristics in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4 is long suffering. Some translations use patience. But I always say that patience is a bit of a milder version of long suffering. Because long suffering is when you suffer long. You suffer long because the person to whom you are suffering long is one you love. And our mother, Christiana Juliana Martin, is somebody we call Professor. And she has an interesting way of illustrating this. You marry a man who comes home and then he removes his socks and put it on the
bed.
And you go and remove it and then you fold it nicely and tell him that, sweetie, please don't do this again. I will not do it again. And then the following day you come and then the socks is on the bed again. And then you fold it nicely and then you go, oh, sweetie, please try and change. I'm sorry.
Oh, my name is Mr.
And then the third day you come and the socks is on the bed.
I didn't say I know I signed the bed too.
Because he grew up in a house that he comes home and then he puts the socks on the bed.
If he said, if he had seen him, I'm about to be around. I'm going to put socks on there too in Panasu.
The Bible has not said that don't put your socks on the bed.
Bible didn't say, and put socks into bed.
So it is not a sin.
And you're born
you. But you have grown out of the house that you put things in order.
Now, dear, it's too few men near my two pepe.
And he grew up in a house where we put socks anywhere.
Only if you had seen the money, you had socks too, baby.
And so you have to suffer long.
And
continue to encourage him to change. And when he says we should bear with one another in love, that is what the Bible is saying. When the sister does something that is so annoying today,
so Obaniye Adiebe Eye Obufua,
you are supposed to bear with her. And tomorrow she does it,
Okosu Yempoa,
you are supposed to bear with her.
Tobo Nekurano.
Not all of us have the same spiritual maturity.
And
just as you will not dress in a certain way, some people grew up in a way in a house that they dress anyhow. And what bearing with one another is telling us that we need to have patience and we have to suffer long for such people. It is important for us to draw the distinction that we are not talking about tolerating people's sins. We are talking about bearing with each other in respect of how we do our things that may not suit us as individuals.
Yeah, can I say to your bow? Now you crack crack. One more year, be a any the pen emfa.
One of our hymnals, hymn 32, says that Jesus came seeking for me.
Now, yes, Baba, hear him.
And in stanza 3, this is how it reads.
It doesn't mean stanza, said the kind of kind.
Jesus, my Savior, the same as of old.
Yes, I mean, quite before that.
While I was wandering afar from the fold, gently and long did he plead with my soul. He came calling for me. Even when Christ had patience and brought us into his fold, we stray away. And the psalmist says that he gently and patiently pleads with us. Why can't we also gently and patiently plead with others? Jesus advised that we need to go the extra mile. And this is where the extra mile comes in. Brothers and sisters, it's not an easy task. As I said, this is a family discussion. And unless we take this seriously and work at it, it's not going to work for us.
and yet ye am I.
God willing, Wednesday we will continue. But in summary, God saved all of us individually with his precious blood.
Yes,
and so he loves all of us individually. And he has brought us together to build one big and healthy family. But that healthy family does not come automatically. It requires work. So the way we grew up in our houses will not be automatic. And just as many of us go into marriage and think that immediately we enter, everything should be rosy, and we find out it's not like that. If we are here thinking that everybody would behave like us and be obedient to us, it's not like that. We need to work at it. The devil is not happy with this. The devil doesn't want us to bear with one another. The devil wants us to eat ourselves in the church. Our actions and not our words will determine whether we are on God's side or we are on the side of the devil. What are you taking away from this sermon? Before I sit down, I want to tell you what scares me. Or one of the things that scare me. And it is the number of sermons I have listened to in my life. That is strange, isn't it? Sermons are from God. Why would you be scared about the sermons you have listened to? I was privileged to be, I was born in the church. And I got baptized at the age of 13. And I won't tell you my age now, but I can tell you that I have been a Christian for at least 30 years. And assuming that I've attended church all the Sundays, I have listened to 1,560 sermons in my life. It is actually more because I am more than 30 years. 1,560 sermons. And this excludes Sunday school.
Sunday school come home.
This excludes Wednesday Bible class.
Whenever I was class.
This excludes virtual platforms and other seminars.
Zoom soon and come home.
God has allowed his servants to speak to you 1,560 times. And what scares me is that would I have an excuse? What about you? Maybe you are 50 years. Maybe you are just 1 year. And so you think that yours is okay. But when I take the one another lessons, this is the 12th in the series of the one another lessons. So at least if you have been in the church in the past 3 months,
you
have listened to God's words about how we can work together as a family 12 times. Would you have any excuse before God? In Luke chapter 12, verses 47 to 48, he says that to whom much is given, much will be required. And I say this because there are some times we come to church and we listen to the sermons and it was beautiful. Oh, thank you, brother. It's a great sermon. But we don't deliberately think about it and work on it. And
the
Spirit of God says we are still alive because he continually gives us opportunities to change. Let us listen to the Spirit of God.
Today is the first day as we welcome you.
GDA, our friend, Abamu, Anna, you come for Mao, and
The same faith that we are called into, that we are recommending to you. Maybe this is the first time you are coming to the house of God. But first, the book of Romans says that you don't have any excuse. There are many witnesses to the fact that God is real. God has allowed you to stay to today because he expects you to have salvation. As we are as one family and we want to journey together to heaven,
we recommend
Jesus Christ to you and we are calling to you that be one of us.
You're
going to have our invitation song.
Jesus
is right at your door knocking. If only you open the door for Jesus to come in,
he will
change your life and all your circumstances. And
you'll
not be the same. That God should bless us and give us strength to be under his
tool,
so that we do that which is pleasing to him.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Eda yankoponase Sunday enua jirada sibebre. After listening to the sermon, bearing with one another, let us be on our feet as we sing this invitation song and see.